Virtual exercise sessions, an innovative way of promoting physical activity in children and young people with obesity. Department of Endocrinology, Alder Hey Children's NHS Foundation Trust, Liverpool, England. Childhood obesity is a major public health concern. Today, more than 1 in 3 children suffer with excess weight and obesity. Currently, there are 2.5 million children classed as obese in the UK and approximately 140,000 children and young people living with severe obesity. The causes of childhood obesity are multifaceted, contributing to its complex management approach, and most children do not meet the recommended guideline of 60 minutes of physical activity per day. Managing obesity and trying to promote physical activity can be a complex process which brings many barriers. The COVID-19 pandemic has also forced unprecedented restrictions on physical activity levels, in conjunction with the national school and sport facility closures. This has impacted patients with obesity whose clinical management often involves physical exercise implementation. The pandemic has propelled the use of digital solutions, with virtual platforms becoming the main source of interaction and engagement. Our service began providing live classes that could be accessed conveniently from patients' homes as we aim to develop a modern service. The perceptions of children and young people with obesity who participate in virtual exercise sessions have not been studied. To optimise future weight management services, more information on the perceptions of children is needed. This project was conducted to determine whether virtual sessions are an acceptable method to increase activity levels among children and young people, and to determine whether virtual sessions could become an integral part of MDT weight management services. Semi-structured telephone interviews were conducted on 6 patients with obesity who had participated in the sessions. All interviewees were participants in the service run by a Tier 3 weight management clinic. The data was transcribed verbatim and reviewed by 2 independent researchers. Behavioural change, self-perception and health benefits were the 3 key preliminary themes seen in the responses. The respondents preferred virtual exercise to traditional face-to-face due to many reasons, primarily being able to exercise at home. Patients described previously lacking confidence to participate in traditional face-to-face exercise provisions, and that the virtual sessions enabled them to participate in group exercise with cameras turned off. Patients were consistently motivated to join virtual exercise sessions due to increased enjoyment upon participation, and children felt that both their activity levels increased and that the virtual exercise sessions provided benefits to both their energy and sleep routine. Children also identified health family involvement via the sessions. This exploratory study highlights that participants in weight management services benefit from attending virtual exercise sessions. However, we must consider digital exclusion as a barrier for some families. Health professionals play a key role in delivering medical care and providing lifestyle support through new digital platforms. This qualitative study seems promising for enhancing physical activity engagement, but further research is needed to be carried out to evaluate the effectiveness in weight management programmes.